You're listening to a Lost in the Groove segment. Having good vibes with your bones and joints. Taking a trip into the groove. American groove. American groove. Into stone world. Gonna
play. I never remember going to so you're saying in KFC they used to have these butter packets.
Yeah,
they're in plastic containers. Okay.
Not a plastic container, but a plastic packet, much like a ketchup packet or mustard packet, but it was butter.
Okay, so like you kind of like spreadable butter.
But you'd squeeze it out.
Yeah. Okay. So that's called spreadable butter. I think.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm saying like not like Panera or like you know a different place where like you use it's like a little cup. And you like scoop it out.
Right. No.
This came in a packet. And the packet was rather big. But not like
and thick
huge.
And girthy. Yeah. Huh?
But what? I remember
I got a little distracted
to just be
there.
Obsessed with these butter packets. And I think that everybody was like really, really into the butter packets, like as a whole. But
there was must have been a chemical that is in there. You know what?
It's just butter, and like people want butter.
No.
And
okay,
this was
okay,
just
okay.
like the easiest way to like transport it around, and it was like the only restaurant that had butter in that packet form.
I just like
it was a hit.
I mean, obviously, it was a hit. I mean, from what you're telling me, it's like that's the shit. But like, okay, here's the little problem. Okay. The little problem is this, like butter is a type like it's fat. Like there's a base of fat and there is also oil, right? And then you have all of these other components that come to it as well. However, when you create a product that is spreadable butter, there are chemicals that they put into this product. So that
I don't know.
It
was like the 90s.
Okay, honey, they definitely put chemicals. Like, listen.
So that it's preservative so that it stays, like, okay. But I think it did have to be chilled. Like, I think they would, like, chill Ooh. It until they, like, put it into the bag and it'd be, like, sent with
okay,
you.
Okay, so, like, this was, like, mid to cold, you know? It was, like, not too cold.
It didn't have to be, like, cold, but, like, okay, so we'd go to KFC, like mom and dad would go to KFC and this would happen like twice a year. It was like not like a, you know, going to KFC was like a big fucking deal.
Twice a year?
Mom and dad did not, yeah. We didn't go out to eat very much.
KFC stinks, but yeah.
KFC was kind of special. I remember like really enjoying like, when I was like really, really little, I really enjoyed like just like chicken skin, you know, like the.
Interesting. Okay.
It's the breading, you know, the crispiness. Like, oh, I loved it as a kid. I don't know. I just thought it was like so good. But we would get the biscuits and then these little packets of like butter, and we'd always like want like a ton of them. You could take the little butter packets and put them in the microwave, and like you'd have to do it for like just the right amount of time where it would make the butter like melty, but it wouldn't like pop the freaking packet, you know. But it was like magic, you know.
It's so strange. It honestly, this just reminds me of just how strange our minds are, especially like when it comes to these kind of things. Because like, for example, for me, like this is completely like random because like I'm just thinking about this is like shawarma. You know what shawarma is? You know, it's like it's kind of like meat or chicken and it's kind of like layered with spices and it's on a spick. And then they kind of like. They have this thing that's on fire and they kind of goes around in a circle and that's kind of how it gets cooked. So
they like slices.
They slice it. So that is such a distinctive thing to me because like my dad and I used to go out and we used to like get a shawarma and like the way that I just Jesus Christ, are you okay? Are you alive? Are you breathing? Are you still there? Hello? Can you hear me?
Shut up.
I know. I'm being a dumb.
Pull you out.
Oh my god, I know. I'm just being a fucking dumbass. No, no. So like with my dad, it was where we would like go to the counter and being able to see the guy put down like the laffa, which is kind of like a flatbread, and like put on the like tahina or like hummus or harif or like it's a spicy paste or shuk, which is another type. And just like putting this thing together, you know, and then like, they like roll it up to like roll it up and then like they cut it and it's like super hot and like put it on the plate and it has like tin foil, right? And you like you kind of go down and then you kind of like tear the tin foil. And then my dad, you always taught me was you take the tin foil and you create a cup on the bottom, because as you keep on going down, like there's less condensation and pressure from the wrapped shawarma, from the laffa. So all of the juices and all of the things that are left over from the bottom just fall down on the plate. So you basically, as you go down, you be very careful with the tinfoil. I don't know. Like that is like something that is just so memorable to me that every single time I get a shawarma, it needs to have that process in order to like, for me to like enjoy it. I don't know how to explain it. I guess like if you ran into spreadable butter, you'd probably run into the same thing. You're like, I need that I need that biscuit, right? You know.
Oh,
like
I mean, this is like a poor person's pleasure.
This is I'm talking about poor person's pleasure. Are you fucking kidding? I mean, shawarma is fucking expensive. You know,
packets. It's like what.
Yeah, like as a poor person to be able to afford the shawarma and then be able to share it with your son, it's like this is a moment, like this is like we are sharing something that is just incredible, and it happens to be food.
Yeah, food.
I don't know. Food just kind of like unites. It kind of like,
oh, it's really really comforting.
Yes, it is. Very. Yeah.
I know. Dad used to do this thing where he'd make like Kraft macaroni and cheese, but then he would slice up like a summer sausage and just like touch them to like a hot pan and just kind of toast them.
Carissa already knows how much I think of her dad as like the coolest. Like he's literally one of the coolest people I know, hands fucking down. And
yeah.
This is kind of the reason why. I mean, like, because, like, Kraft mac and cheese is, like, the most basic shit ever, right? And, like, what's the next best thing to make it actually worthwhile? Fucking sausage.
Well, yeah! There are, like, people that would, like, cut up, like, a hot dog and, like, put it in there. But Dad wouldn't do that. Like,
No. You gotta
Take one giant sausage hot dog and cut it in a thin slice. So you'd have like a big like round.
Oh my god.
And it was just like you just like kind of eat that.
He just gets better. I mean, fucking A. Dad of the year.
It was so random. It was so just like these two things go together, but like we don't really know why. I guess cuz it's meat and like a macaroni, so you're like okay, like put something with it. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I don't know that I ate at all when I was younger, really. And then I remember sometime around junior high, I went through a phase where all I wanted to eat was nachos. Like I vaguely
remember you telling me this.
At that point, I had never smoked pot in my life.
You poor thing. That was the before Carissa. Dun, dun,
this is like a puberty stage, maybe.
I'm in crisis.
I guess my memories before that, effects. I have what? Memories where I ate ice cream. I don't know.
Oh, my God. We've talked about this before. Like, ice cream, it's my therapy. Okay, oh. I am a total woman
like?
When it comes. My favorite ice cream flavor is Rocky Road. I love Rocky Road. The almonds and the marshmallows and the chocolate. Ugh.
Damn.
Okay. And I'll tell you why, and it's funny. Okay, because I was raised in an Orthodox Jewish home. I know, blah, blah, blah. I always say that. But generally, Rocky Road was never kosher. So it was never, like, available, like, because gelatin, if it's made from a non-kosher animal, such as, like, a pig, Jews can't eat it, even like beef or chicken, if it's not like,
is that the done. Marshmallow?
Yes. So that's why we couldn't, like, I wasn't able to. So when I left religion, one of the first things that I did was I ordered Rocky Road, because like I was like in love of ice cream before anyway. And that was when my life changed. I was like so angry because I was like, I was deprived. I mean, it's fucking chocolate, marshmallows, and almonds, okay? My mind is blown. Like my mind is blown already.
It's like a little trail mix, though. Like, it's super simple when it comes down to it.
It kind of makes the... Okay, I'm like one of those people that, like, I like to have an experience with my ice cream. So, you know, like, I like nuts, like almonds. And, like, you know, I like when ice cream has stuff in it.
Chunkiness.
Yes. Unfortunately, I can no longer like that afford... Too. Can we talk about the fact that I can no longer afford Ben & Jerry's anymore. It is now officially $7. Yeah, I said that correctly. $7. That's before tax. So it's probably like $7.54.
I used to drive to the Baskin Robbins, and I would get like a scoop. And for a minute there, they had...
Now that's $7.
One scoop should not be at a Baskin Robbins. I don't go to a Ben & Jerry's or anything else, but
really?
Sometimes there's like a local place that's like a little bit better, and sometimes like the grocery store brand.
We're all about the artist. That is the whole purpose of this podcast, period. And you have a really valuable tool. You can share this with artists, people that are creative, someone that can enjoy this podcast and really enjoy the experience of Lost in the Groove. So with that, let's jump back to today's episode, shall we?
Ice cream is a little bit cheaper. I don't know. It does suck, like, not being able to afford shit. I was going to say I would go to the Baskin Robbins, and there was this one moment where they had two different types of cookie dough ice cream, okay? And I was like boggled, you know? Like, you go in there,
what's the difference?
Like,
it's like, why are there two different versions? Like, does this one have more chocolate than the other one? Does that one have more cookie? Right? Like, oh my God.
So I like kind of stood there, and I was like waiting in line. So I had like, you know, read all the different types that were like listed. And I was like, well, what's up with that one? You know, that looks like a cookie dough. And I was like, I looked at it, and it was called Mama's Making Cookies. And then the other one was called Cookie Dough. And I was like, what is Mama's Making?
Why torture us? Like, that is literal torture.
I got up there, and I was like,
did you try them?
Yeah.
You did? Okay.
Because, like, at Baskin Robbins, they let you have, like, little spoons, you know?
Yeah, it's a little pink spoons.
Yeah, yeah. And
you know,
so,
my mom collects them?
Yeah, it was some... There was one place that made these, like, pink spoons that were kind of, like, aerodynamic. And it had, like, a very fine little, like, tip. And it was, like, you could just, like, scrape ice cream with it. I was like, this is the best spoon ever. Like, I'm going to eat my ice cream with this spoon. And I like saved it, and I just loved the way that it felt like when I'd move it like across, like, it's just a damn good spoon. I don't know. I probably put it like in a little jewelry case somewhere. I was like,
my God.
Ice cream. There,
yeah, there's definitely a science, like hands down, with spoon ratio to ice cream. Dimension.
What, you mean on the sample spoon or just like?
Well, the thing that I always loved about Baskin Robbins, and actually the one that I grew up with, was kosher. Yay!
You guys had a
We had a kosher. So actually,
kosher
this is
Baskin Robbins.
Yes.
They do that.
Yes. So you want to hear the story?
There's probably no cookie dough at the kosher Baskin Robbins. What the
there
hell
was.
Do they have there? What?
There was. Yes, there was. Okay. So
kosher cookie dough?
Yes. I don't know if anything. Okay. So Have I told you this story?
I still have to tell you. Can I just tell you real quick what the difference between the mom is making cookies?
Oh my god! What was the difference?
So I asked the guy. I finally got to the counter. I and then you got to tell me your story. I asked the guy, "What's the difference?" And he gave me a sample of each of them, and I tried them, and I was like, "So what is it?" And he was like, "I think that the Mama's Making Cookies has more cinnamon in it." And I was like, "Give me a scoop of each."
Oh shit.
Okay, That's the end of my story. And then I let them kind of blend together as I ate them, and it was like perfection. And then eventually they stopped carrying the Mama's Making Cookies. It was just like a temporary thing. It was like a special. Okay,
so what exactly was different about the Mama's Making Cookies?
It tasted more like a homemade cookie. Like it had like snickerdoodly, like it did. It was like a cookie, but it had more cinnamon in it. It just tasted more like a homemade cookie than like your basic like cookie dough ice cream. I don't know. Tasted damn good. That's what I want. But they only make it like never. I don't know when they do it.
Hold on. Oh my god, my nose. Jesus. Hold on.
So I mean,
have you like tried to see if they carry it anywhere?
No. My favorite, what I always used to get, I mean, sometimes I'll get cookie dough, you know, but like I really like their chocolate with peanut butter in it. Like they do like these like big chunks of like frozen peanut butter that they just have to like scrape through.
Oh my god.
And it comes out in these like giant sheets.
Dear Lord, and it's just take so me now, please. I am ready, my lord.
When I was a kid, like I was like super malnourished and
oh shit.
I had
this got real dark.
it's okay. But I was like really, really skinny. I mean, I was like on a whole bunch of Adderall shit and I was like really hyper and stuff. So like it was just really hard to get me to gain weight. So my mom and dad would like take me to go get ice cream. And I
your parents are amazing for doing that, by the way. Kudos to them.
Yeah, they're good. I could eat like a million ice cream cones and it would never do anything. And I did. I would just that was my favorite one was the chocolate with the peanut butter.
There you have it, folks. Carissa's favorite ice cream flavor is chocolate peanut butter.
And I have a history with Baskin Robbins. Mom used to take me all the time trying to make me gain weight.
My favorite Rocky Road is from Häagen-Dazs.
Ooh. Do you know that Häagen-Dazs is actually made by American people?
Yes.
And they just picked that name?
Yes.
I'm ratting them out.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, there's no German. There's no. It's, they're just a bougie ass company that's been around for way too many years.
I think I had Häagen-Dazs ice cream in France, and it was really good.
it's still an American company.
It was just so good, though. They had one in Paris, like in like,
Paris.
In like the really pretty little area of Paris, there was.
Oh my god,
that's
so bougie. That is so fucking bougie. Oh, so before I forget, with the Dunkin' Donuts. So we had where I grew up. Like I grew up in upstate New York, kind of upstate. Like it was about an hour outside of the city, and our Walmart was about like a 10 to 15 minute drive from my house, and it was in Earmont. And I grew up in Suffern, Viola. And we finally had a Dunkin' Donuts that opened up in Earmont. And at the time, they were kind of like semi-kosher, which meant like their drinks and stuff were kosher and their donuts were, but everything else wasn't. And my mom would take me there quite a few times, but like she was like questioning like, this place is kind of in the Jewish community. Why aren't they kosher? And then there was an incident where they were giving out food, but still using the same utensils and equipment for the non-kosher items. So my mom like finally went in there and questioned the guy, like the guy that like actually was like owning and operating the store. And he's like, you should make this place kosher. My mom explained to him exactly the processes and everything to be able to do that. My mom accomplished of making the very first kosher Dunkin' Donuts.
Wow.
Where I grew up. Yep. So, anybody that's out there, my mom, thanks to her. And it was amazing because, like, I literally had all of their ice cream flavors, including cookie dough and chocolate peanut butter, which was... Okay, if you want to die and go to heaven, get the chocolate peanut butter with the cookie dough. And if you want to be adventurous, there's the Snickers flavor.
So is it okay to mix egg and milk?
Yeah.
You just can't mix, like, milk with meat.
Okay, they serve bacon, sausage. Bacon and sausage, which are made from pork products.
Yeah.
Okay, according to Jewish and kosher dietary restrictions, you cannot mix milk and meat. And then on top of that, pork is not a kosher product. And because the kitchens have to follow a certain procedure based on kosher dietary reasons and restrictions, it doesn't follow it. So that's why that establishment had to become kosher. And at the time, there wasn't any other place. Like, just to give you an example, when I was growing up, okay, there was one kosher Chinese place. One. It's called Glotwok.
Well, Chinese people usually eat a lot of... I mean, usually there's a lot of pork on a Chinese menu.
Yeah, but this place wasn't owned by a Chinese person. This place was owned by a Jew that brought in an entire crew of Chinese people.
It's so weird.
I know!
A Jewish person opening a Chinese restaurant. But, like, it happens with anything, but...
It was...
Still just like, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've been able
Everybody
to...
Everybody just do whatever they want to do.
Okay? Oh, my God. Like,
whatever.
Now you're making me crave Chinese food. Now you're making me crave Chinese food.
I know. We've been talking about food, like, this whole time, but... Other thing that I want to give some attention to... is Oreos. Just as a stoner, I think that they deserve
a lot of credit. Fuck Hydrix. I don't care that they were original. Fuck them. I care about Oreos.
I'm kidding. I like an Oreo. I know that there's a lot of, like, knockoff versions. And
Oreo is the knockoff version.
If you need, like, a...
No. I'm being, like, actually...
gluten-free... I know what you're talking about. I prefer an Oreo.
I do, too. I hate those other ones. They're disgusting.
I recently had an Oreo that was mega stuffed.
When you get the Oreo cheesecake at Cheesecake Factory, they give you that giant Oreo.
What?
You didn't know this? When you get the Oreo cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory, they give you this big Oreo, like this big giant Oreo cookie. And then you have the whipped cream there. So what you could do is you take the cheesecake, you put it on the cookie, and then you take the whipped cream and put it on top of that. And then you have your cheesecake, which the whole crust is Oreo already. With a layer of...
I know what I'm doing
tomorrow. It's... Oh, my God. It is hands down one of my favorite cheesecakes ever. It literally is amazing.
I'm speechless.
What have I been doing
with my life?
It's like literally this, like, anybody that's watching the video, you can see, like, it's literally like it's a big cookie and it's it's big. Yes, it's a big Oreo cookie. It's like massive. Yes, you could put the whole tongue in there, yeah, honey. Like, you could lick all those hard dark crumbs. Oh. Hey, it's Dave, and I quickly just wanted to jump in and say, if you've been enjoying the podcast, enjoying this episode, if you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that'll be so greatly appreciated. Because here's the thing, someone might read that review and make the choice if they want to listen to the podcast. You get to help grow this podcast with us. How fucking cool is that? Let's jump back to today's episode. The cookie.
Dude, yeah, okay. My favorite, so before I go too far,
Oreo.
Just gonna say I like a good cookies and cream ice cream.
Me too.
I always liked a Oreo McFlurry. That was always up high. But
our machines are always broken, so I never have a chance.
You know, they put the thing in there, whips it up, and like, oh, Oreo
it's
McFlurry.
It's amazing. And it's like little like Oreo pieces when you scoop it out.
They give you that weird spoon. Yeah.
Dear Lord, please, please forgive us.
We like Oreo McFlurry.
Oh my God, it's fucking amazing. It's amazing.
So crummy, like, and you know, like, But and my favorite cheesecake is the Adam's peanut butter cup. There's a peanut butter cup ripple thing, and it has like a dollop on the back of it that's like a peanut butter cup like.
We are very much peanut butter people.
Dude, it's like a
I love like peanut butter.
You know how there's a big like whipped cream like plop?
Uh-huh.
It's that. They call it a dollop, but it's all peanut butter. And that's the part that I go nuts about. Like, it's like this rich, like, peanut buttery cream.
I love peanut butter.
Yeah. And then the back of it, the crust, is like, I love that thing.
I love peanut butter. No, I'm like, I just straight up with peanut butter.
I've had it many times and I will have it more.
I will have it so much. I love peanut butter on, like, with bananas.
Oh.
I love it with like bananas or like
that's a great way to ruin peanut butter.
Stop! No, I like also like like strawberry preserves.
Yeah, have what you like.
But I do like peanut butter plain. I feel shamed now.
No, I'm just kidding.
I feel shamed about my peanut butter choices.
No, a lot of the world loves that. I also really do enjoy like almond butter. Like,
ew.
I don't know.
I hate almond butter. Yuck. Nope. I don't like it.
I like almond butter and I like sunflower seed butter. And I like peanut butter for sure because it's creamier. I like all the different types of peanut butter too. Like sometimes you can like find one that's like super like hippie, like somebody freaking made it like locally and it's like all like chunky and you got to like mix it up because all the oil like sunk down. And it was like somebody made it last week. Like, oh my God, I'd love to make my own peanut butter. Like, crush that shit up and like just be hippie
all
as fuck.
All night. Crush that shit. All night.
And then, like, what if I like made peanut butter and like put it in little jars and like gave it to my friends?
I would love to make a peanut butter infused. Like, I'm totally not an edible person at all. Like, what I was referring to is like infusing with like either honey or. I don't know.
Yeah. I have a friend that's like a beekeeper. He has honey. You know?
There is something so beautiful about fresh honey. I love fresh honey.
It looks like a lot of work.
It is interesting because it has such a distinct taste. Every single time you eat local honey, you're like, oh, damn, this tastes like something. You know, like, if you, like, look at the plant, you're like, damn, okay. Like, I've seen that around, you know? And it's, like, literally plants that are around you. And these bees are going there and they're pollinating them.
One time somebody had me, like, bite into some honeycomb. Like, remember where I was, but they were like, no, you have to bite it. And I was like, are you sure? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, I don't know, it seems wasteful. And they're like, no, just, like, bite. Like, you can eat that. Just, like, bite that. It's really good for you. And I, like, bit into it, and it was, like, kind of, like, crunchy. And I was like.
You know, like, just, like, the honey was just, like, all over your face. Like, I'm glad. I hear that.
It's like, today I'm a bear that eats honey.
I hear that.
This is really ridiculous, chewing into a honeycomb.
How was it, though?
Really
was
good.
Was it good?
I just
what did it taste
bite.
Like? It tastes like honey. It tastes
like really, really sweet. Like really, really sweet. Almost like so strong that you can't like mentally digest like that it's really all that different than just eating honey like plain, like regular.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, there is more of like a sweet flavor to the honey. I feel like honey starts to get like a spicy flavor once it sits there for a second, but fresh honey doesn't have that at all. It's all just the sweet like high notes of it. I feel like the low notes come out later.
You can definitely, honestly, you can, I feel that you can taste when honey is fake. Because when honey tastes, there's sweet, and then there's like, huh, that's, feels like that's added sweetness.
There's so many different types of honey, like it's insane.
Yeah, there's different consistencies and thicknesses.
These women at the nail salon, I feel like they were from Vietnam. They told me that they use Manuka honey, and they put like a little scoop of it in their tea, and they say that it keeps them from getting sick.
Manuka honey.
Yeah. It's also really good for your skin, right?
I heard a lot of the Manuka honey that was coming in was fake.
Yeah, probably. It's just like the name, like people are just trying to like throw the name around.
One of my favorites out here locally is palmetto honey. Oh my god, that shit. It's delicious. It's like, it's sweet with a tang at the end.
What is palmetto? I've heard that.
It kind of looks like a palm. I'm gonna pull it up because
is that a flower?
It kind of looks like a palm tree, but on the ground.
Oh, it's like a bush. It's a
kind
plant.
Of, yeah. It's a plant. It, here, let me send this to you.
Oh, I'll put it here. David's sending me a picture.
While we are recording.
Well, David's going to show me something, and then we're going to show it to you.
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't get anything from you.
Okay, unless so the... No, I just sent it to you. It's, palmetto... Here. I'm trying to get
everybody
a picture
else knows what it is. They're like, these freaking idiots.
Yeah, like I said, it kind of looks like a palm tree. Here, here. Let me block out the light. You can see that.
I like where right here it says like kingdom. See? It says plante.
Yeah, so it kind of looks like a palm tree on the ground, and it's an interesting honey. It's I like it. It was $15, and would I buy it again? Fuck yeah.
There's that's some- like a lot of people use that like agave honey, right? And that's kind of what that plant looks like, right?
Kind of.
Agave nectar.
Maybe. Living out here, if you are ever affected by allergies, is a death sentence. Because there's a lot of beekeepers out here in Florida. I did not know that. And like there are some local places that will sell. Like there's a place out here in Deerfield called J&J Farms. Like that's where I got my honey from. Like they carry other local honeys.
Is honey supposed to help with allergies?
I believe so.
So if you ingest, and I'm probably wrong, and I should have Googled this before talking about it, but if you ingest the honey of your local environment, you should be able to like build up like your allergy tolerance. Is what I understand. Like you should have more of a tolerance to different allergens.
I guess I'm tolerable of palmetto, but not tolerable of others.
I don't know. No.
It's weird, isn't it?
It would be like
the mountain of tissues. Mountain of tissues.
If the bees in the environment are feeding on the pollen. And the pollen is what you're allergic to. If you eat their honey, it should make you more tolerant of the pollen in the air. I could be totally wrong, but I feel like I learned that at some point in my life.
Oh, totally after this. I'm making bread with toast with peanut butter, and I'm taking a big spoonful of honey. I don't know.
Dude, we used to take like a Eggo waffle or like just like that type of waffle from like like Kroger's waffles or whatever, like frozen waffles, and like heat those up and like throw peanut butter on top.
Oh my
God. And that was always bomb. And you could put some honey on top of that. It's just
literally,
like some straight up stoner food. It was so good.
So fucking good. I mean, going from like biscuits to the spreadable butter to like the shawarma with the fucking like shit and the tinfoil of like saving and Oreos and the Oreo cheesecake with the fucking giant Oreo. and like enjoying peanut butter and honey the right way. The
Me and vegan my friend way. Used to have like a saying that was like the vegan way.
Wait, vegan way.
We had a saying that like putting a little honey on things like made everything sweeter, you know. So it's like
that's actually the idea that's a tradition in Judaism on Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year.
Put a little honey on it.
Yeah, you put honey on bread. You're supposed to put honey on a lot of things. Uh huh.
Honey on bacon is out of this world.
Yeah, I would tell you to buy like a definitely thick sliced bacon.
Hell yeah.
With honey. And then a little dollop of peanut butter. You'd be surprised. Peanut butter and bacon actually works really well.
You know, people do those maple bacon donuts like crazy. I never thought that, you know,
I've had maple bacon ice cream before and it's fucking delicious.
That's really interesting.
It is really good. Surprisingly, it is really, really good.
All right.
Yeah. Are we at that time? Are we at that time, folks?
Yeah, I think that as a stoner, it's always a good time to share your food enjoyment. I hope this sparks some of your memories of enjoyable food.
When you were a kid in the 90s. Yeah, baby.
I really, really encourage you to look at the Cheesecake Factory menu.
Yes, please.
Maybe save a little bit of money and get a slice of cheesecake. Read all their ingredients in the cheesecakes. It shows everything that's in them. And decide which one you want to eat. And, like, don't expect yourself to eat it all at once. That slice is serious.
It takes about 2 or 3 days. Yes.
It's a serious slice of cheesecake, and it's worth however stupid money
it costs worth you. Every penny. And when you get that cheesecake, you treat it with respect. Okay.
You're just going to do this once. I'm not saying you blow money on the cheesecakes all the time, but I say try your favorite cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory. And maybe you're like, I'm not a cheesecake person. The thing is like, it doesn't taste like cheesecake. Like, they have, it's just an amazing cake.
They have ones that are kind of like almost cheesecake, but they're not. Definitely check their menu. Like, and those ones are fucking delicious. They have like a really great selection. Like, honestly,
they're
like
so good.
They're so fucking good. They're absolutely amazing. And I mean, listen, who else to give you a review than fucking stoners? Okay. We are the ones that make food fucking awesome. All right. Let's be honest. All right. Like,
indulge.
Yes. Fucking indulge, baby. Like, come on. Yes. So, as Krista said, be sure to check out the menu and let us know what your favorite cheesecake is. Or honey, or peanut butter, actually. I'm actually kind of curious. Are you a creamy person or a crunchy person? You can find us on Instagram at American Groove Pod. And if you want to check out more of the podcast, you can find us at Lost in the Groove Pod on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Yeah. So with that, we love y'all, but we're going to get the fuck out of here because
we have lives. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, cool. We gave you time.
Yes, we gave you time.
Thank you.
To rock and roll, baby. All right, motherfuckers. Catch you in the next one. Peace.